Cohen, Thursday night, Parshas Vayigash.
Yosef is sapek lechon is sovim alav. Yosef was not able to hold himself back any longer. He could see lechon ish me aloy, the Lomar ish. He told his father Yosef and Achav. Yosef disclosed himself to his brothers. Ayom Yosef and Achav, Ani Yosef, Odo Vichoy. Yochu Echov Lano so. That which existed for over 22 years, Yosef is mace, Yosef is assimilated, Yosef cannot exist. And 1 second, he says, Ani Yosef, all the Havimin is and all the, whatever they thought beforehand, that this was a Mishnah Melech, this is a Russia, this is an anti-Semite, everything is thrown away. 1 second, Ani Yosef. The Gemara says in Chagia, Davdalin, Pesukim that I just read, of Rosa ki moti lahai kroa brochi. When Rav Elazar came to these Pesukim, and one of the Pesukim is V'loyachu echov lanu soso ki nimalu mepanav. He read this pasuk that was just read now. He made the kav following kav v'chomer. Ma torchocha shabosu v'dom kach, torchocha shakosh boruch ha'achas kam v'kam. If torchocha v'bosu v'dom, of Yosef and his brothers, ani Yosef, oro v'chai, a shock of their lives, that this man in front of them is their own brother, not a Russia, what are we going to do when we come to Fakhlish Baruch? The key idea of this guy, Gemara, is Bochi. The Rabbi Lazar kimati lahai kra Bochi. When he came to this pasuk, he started to cry. Maybe it wasn't the first time, maybe it wasn't the last time. How come we don't cry? We come to this pasuk, we're not crying at all. So it could be because the Gemara says, Rav Elazar ki moti lahai kro. When he came to this pasuk, we don't come to the pasuk, we just read the pasuk. We read through the pasuk. We don't come to the pasuk. It's not moti lahai kro. We're not looking for anything. Just the kriya. We're not looking for anything at all. It's a chiyuv kriya. Maybe not even a chiyuv tam torah. Ki moti lahai kro. There's no hizbonus. Just read the pasuk. No dramatics. Just read the pasuk. Chazal tells us, and the pasuk tells us, Necho, Yishayamin, Yad Asher Koneo V'chamor Evos Bolov, Yisovo Yoda Amilo Yizbon. The Yad Asher Koneo, Asher knows his master, however, Klal Yisrael, Amilo Yoda. But we don't know our master. What a Kavachomer? If Asher Yoda Koneo, and we don't know the Borei Olam, but tell the Kavachomer is that, and the Pirch on the Kavachomer, Yad Asher Koneo is B'teva. The Shor Amos Bolov is B'teva. It's natural. We have a Bechira, we have a Yitzhahara, we have a Taiva. We can say, Kolchim Yosem Yodi, Yosem 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 Yitzhahar Lazeh. What type of the Kavachomer is this? This is Yeshaya telling us. So apparently, it's also Teva. Yad Asher Koneo is a Teva, also yada Am Yisrael to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be b'teva. We can feel it, we can be chush, but we cover it up, we destroy it, but it's right there. What's the reason why? What's the reason that we don't understand, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ami lo yizbonim. Ami lo yizbonim. We don't mizbonim. We don't think about things. We just do. It lacks its bonus. Ki mati la haikro. We don't come to haikro. Yes, we know in the world of Lomdis that you have to medaktik. Medaktik in a Rashi, medaktik in a piece of Gemara, in a Rashba, in a Ramban. Medaktik in the words. You can dike in words, you can give shurim. You can see this, you can see beautiful chedushim. You can dike in the words. You can dike every single word and think about things. Go over Gemara, Havamina, Maskana. That's what learning is all about. What about life? What about Havamina, Maskana of what you thought would be on the test and it wasn't? The Havamina, Maskana that you thought would happen to you and it never happened at all. Why don't you go whack over the Havamina? They drove people crazy. You drove people crazy and you're nervous. You're a nervous wreck before the interview. Why don't you go over that Havamina again? Why don't you make a Chedin V'Cheshbon on that Havamina? It was so fakrumt. It was so foolish. Amilo Yizbon. You go further. Always wondering in the world of sports, the big game, the World Series, other games without the World Series. And one team says, we're going to slaughter them, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this and this. We'll learn, we'll get this. And after the game, why don't you go back over the Havaminas? Why don't you go back over every step that you said and the words that you said and the promises that you said before the election? Why don't you go over that? Amilo Yizbonu. The Medrash says, the Avikoyim Barlo also cried. And the words Vayite Yisko Bivchi, Avikoyim Barlo Omar, Oy Lanu Liyom Adin, Oy Lanu Liyom Atachecha. Woe is to us. When he saw these psukim, he asked, what's going to be with us? The Yosef Lava will have to give a din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all our Havaminas will come out to be a toast, completely mistaken. He gives two examples. Bilam Chochum shall oivikachavim, Bahulamu betochoso shall sono. The tochocha of his asin, of his donkey, he wasn't able to answer. Yosef Ktanim shall shmatim, Bahoyacholim lamu betochoso. The youngest brother giving all the other brothers tochocha, and they weren't able to answer. So surely when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us tochocha, what are we going to answer? If we couldn't answer a donkey, the Chacham Mikoladim, Bilam, and he couldn't answer, all the other brothers couldn't answer this younger brother Yosef, what are we going to answer? And the Medrash puts together the Bilam, the Asin, the donkey of Bilam, with the brother Yosef, who was sold by his brothers, and the donkey that is hit by Bilam. Oy lanu liyom adin, oy lanu liyom atachecha. What is this common denominator between the donkey who was hit by Bilam and the Mechiras Yosef, that Yosef suffered so much from his brothers? And that is, there was a Taveya. Each one was a Taveya. They came and saw a Taveya. The donkey was Taveya, Bilam. And so too Yosef was Taveya's brothers. To me, it can be in various forms. It doesn't have to be a Baal Musar. It can be the Bria Taveya. If a Taveya comes and demands from you, how can you be a Kefrako? When a person doesn't look for a Taveya, he doesn't look in life for any Taveya. It just goes on his life. Goes and goes and goes and goes. It doesn't look to be Taveya to demand from himself, to look for Musar, to perfect himself, to better himself. He continues and continues and continues. Oy lanu yom adin, oy lanu yom atochecha. Are we going to get a shock? A shock. That doesn't bother us. That's not our concern now. That's concern a minute before Netilas Yeshamim. Until then, you see us, neshama, doesn't bother us. Doesn't bother us all. This is our Abu Kain. Byron and Rabbi Lazar learned the psukim with a feeling, with our gosh. Oy lana yom adin, oy lana yom atuchecha. The Megeas, the Gemara says, the Chagiga daf heim and beis. Tana banim shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu boruch aleihem. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom, al shev shel asik b'torah v'in oisik, al shev shel asik b'torah v'in oisik, al paris ha-mizgoya al atzibu. Three people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's b'chol. So we understand the first one, a person is able to learn, he doesn't learn. He's able to become a lamed in the Talmud Chacham. He has the kishonis, he has the mind, he has the ability, and he doesn't do it. But what does it mean, a person, va'ish, va'shiyev shilasek b'torah, a person of what? He cannot learn Torah. He cannot learn Torah. And he doesn't re-oisik. And he learns. So he's oisik. So what is the time against him? What is there to cry about? The Medrash mentions the same Medrash that we discussed. Abba Kohen Dar Barlow says, Elani Yom Adin, Elani Yom Atochecha, that the Medrash mentions that there will come a time that we'll be judged and we'll come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we won't be able to answer. Kishyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'achilach Kol Echo V'yachod L'fi Mashihu. Lefimashu, according to his ability. That means to say, a person most of the time, when a person is in an environment of a yeshiva where he sees in the shir, praises go to the Baal Kishon, to the Masmid, to the Shakdan, the one who has a good memory, and he never, after a while, decides he cannot be like his chaverim, so he might as well go into the field of chesed. He'll become a baal chesed. Or he'll become a big macher. He'll become the president of a shul. He'll become a baal chesed. He'll be a Isaac Mitzrach and Sibber, which is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. He's Isaac. But what is he Isaac in? He's not Isaac in Torah. He's Isaac in what he thinks he can do. Because he says it's Iyashir. He says, I cannot do it. I cannot learn. Yasud will come over to us and Danas Kol Mashihi. Are you so sure? That person with had the ability to learn Torah, he didn't learn Torah. That person that did not have the ability, the Isaac, but what was the Isaac in? Was he really Isaac in that which he shouldn't have done? Chuy didn't have the ability to learn on the level of his chaver, but who says he doesn't have the level to learn the keys, have a level to learn another level, a lower level? Who told him that he cannot learn? Who told him he has no chilek in Torah? Who told him the Torah is for Eluyim? And Eloi, that's what Torah is for. You have no part in Torah, you have no chilek in Torah. You should be Isaac in other things. So Baal Musa learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying for someone, Shehev Shalom, Vasak, the Isaac. So why is he crying? Because he's not Isaac, he should be Isaac. He still has a chilek in Torah. Or Eloi Yom Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges on what we're able to do. And our koichas hanefesh, what we are able to do, and this is something that is frustrating to many, because we think, what are we capable of doing? What should we be doing? What our chaverim are doing? What our chaverim are doing is exactly what we should be doing. And I can't do what my chaver is doing. And I can't do anything. I can't do anything. So oy lanu yom adin, and lanu yom atochecha, we don't realize our own abilities. Our own abilities in learning, and avodas Hashem, and not to medam ourselves to other people. You can have shifa for other people, shifa for godless, but not to medam ourselves to siblings of the home, to the father of the home, to the younger one, and you're the sandwich. He said this so many times. You're a sandwich between the older Ilui, which is 7, and the younger person, which is 2. And you're in between. You're the sandwich. And it's destroying a person. Destroys a person. It destroys a person years later. His marriage doesn't go. And his relationship with his children don't go. It doesn't go and doesn't go. Because he has this inferiority complex. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu judges according to what he's able to, what he is, according to your ability. And this he doesn't see. He doesn't see this. He's always comparing himself to someone else. Either because he got this from the home, got this from society, whatever it may be. But this is not what Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the person his own ability is, his own capability is. This Abba Koyim Barlo, Rav Lozer Rebbeichen, just want to mention the chizik that Yaakov Avinu found when he went down to Mitzrayim, and he had great sveikus and fear of going down to Mitzrayim, was the fact of Ayaris Agolos. He saw the Agolos, the wagons, and that he knew that Yosef is Chai. That was a simon. Why was that a simon? That represented a parsha in the Torah Be'Garufa. What was that simon? So the Bala Musa bring a Maisa Shehoya by the Vilna Gaon. The Maisa was, the time of the Gaon, there was a woman whose husband left her. He left her. Not for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, for decades. He left her. And I do know. And one day a man comes back and says, Ani Yosef! My wife's still alive? And he went ahead and gave some money. Lots of some money. What's some money to give? ID. You walk into the building. ID. If I have my ID and my license card, my social security number, I know it like this. And my bank card and all my credit cards, and I'm the person, obviously. So where did it go? He asked him many questions. He knew him like this. So go and said, I'm going to shul. We'll find out. He went to shul. There's a classes. And they watched him. He went to shul. Everyone has a makom kavua. A makom kavua for tefillah. He didn't have any makom kavua. He didn't know of a makom kavua. The Gaon said, no one knew him in shul. He's an imposter. He went ahead and found the husband, the real husband. The real husband told him everything. Told him all his social security numbers, all the simonim in the world. But one simon didn't tell him. He didn't tell him things that are not important. Where he sits in shul, that's not important. Are they going to ask you? Are you coming? Are you a student yeshiva? You'll show him a Gemara. You'll tell him a Mishnah. You'll tell him what you just learned. Were you able to get into the building? Can you get through the customs by telling him a Mishnah? That's not important. So Yaakov Avinu saw this is important. This is the Nakuda. I remember we learned this daf and this figure, but this happened. He got married, the person got married, brother got married at the Tosis, in the long Tosis in Sama Gimelam and Bays. And this sugya, we had his first child. Unfortunately, this person was Nifter in Daf Sadek. Daf Sadek in Babasra. That's how he lives. That's the Kuda. That's the biggest Nakuda. That's the biggest Nakuda. Sani Yosef. I'm alive. Yaakov Avinu knew he was alive. He knew his love without simonim. He'd have to show his bris milah. He'd have to show, come closer, I'll show you I'm Jewish. If you have this simon, this is the simon you live for. This is the ikra shebi ikrim. not my ID and my social security number. This is the Iker. This is what Yaakov Avinu was looking for. This is an individual who can go ahead and give techacha to his brothers. Ani Yosef. The chesoni is you think I'm a Mishnah Malach, I'm a Rosh Hashanah. But what am I? What am I? A sugi of Egla Rufo. What am I? What is my basic nekuda? What is my basic task in this world? Ma chavasi shalom balamo. What is it if not Torah? What else is it? We have to hear this again and again and again and again. Because so many pressures we have. And the society doesn't say that. The society doesn't say that. How to get to heaven? Straight way to heaven. They speak about that. How do you get to heaven? Society is not telling you this. So this is the Nekuda Ani Yosef. Because Yosef was able to say, this is the Nekuda of the Egla Rufo, the Limanat Torah. The Limanat Torah, he had all the right to give Tarchacha to his brothers. All the right. This is the Iker Nekuda. Regardless of the brothers thought of him, there was a Rodev, there's a Malshin, there's a Soine. And this is the Kuda Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us. In these times, the Iker is limited. Torah and Shemiras and Mitzvahs, that the Iker should be Iker. Not that we just say it. We say it. We live it. We practice it. It's not being practiced enough. It's not being felt enough. It's just a sermon. It has to be felt. As I'll say, he went around the whole day talking to himself. Talking and learning in Torah. He lived it. Said it so many times. You know the biggest masmit? Who the Chazal call a masmit? David HaMelech. David HaMelech is called the masmit of Klal Yisrael. I thought a masmit is someone who learns 24 hours a day. He didn't learn 24 hours a day. That's what's a Lila. He had so much on his mind, the Chumash and the government, and personal problems. It was a nirdof. All of this, that was the masmit. Because his whole life was Torah. Regardless if he learned 1 hour a day or 23 hours a day. His whole life was Torah. Therefore the Hesper Chazal say he was called the masmit. Not the Neim Zemir Yisrael. The masmit Hador. That's a masmit. That's a masmit. This is my basic tikkunah. This is it. This is what we're living for. If we come here to the yeshiva, and he's a masmit. His time is learning. Whatever time he has is learning. His Torah is the Yerushimayim, his Kiyama Mitzvahs. This is what it's all about. This is the gates to heaven. This is the free ticket. This is the ticket right to heaven. And nothing else. Nothing else. The degrees will not get us to heaven. It will keep us on this earth. But how do we get to heaven? How do you get to heaven? And this is Ani Yosef. Yosef says these words. He has all the right to say Ani Yosef. He has all the right to give the Torah Chacho. Because he is the one that lived through Mitzrayim and made the path, so to speak, for Klal Yisrael to stimulate it. And we should emulate Yosef to go milo and milo the Derech Hashem, and to go to higher and higher in Shlemus HaNefesh.